I have to upgrade it all the I have to upgrade it all the time. And they've just changed it around, and it's a little confusing, a little bit confusing. What the hell? But I think I got it. All right, here we go. 204 times meeting. Thank you guys for coming. Really appreciate it. That's 204 times that we've had this meeting every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Of course, the room opens a little earlier, 4:45. We talk about things that we don't want to talk about live on the air. And then we'll post this up to social media. And the interesting thing right now, and it is interesting, everything that you hear is an opinion today, so do your own research. But hey, our subscribers on YouTube have 14 new subscribers. I don't know who they are, so I can't say welcome, but I'm going to welcome everybody. 14 new subscribers. We've had 1,180 views in the last 28 days, and people have been crazy enough and masochistic enough to watch 1,727 minutes of the show, and I love it, man. And last week we got 229 impressions on whatchamacallit, LinkedIn, and right now we've got 3,363 followers on Facebook. So I guess it's like email. You get an email, you look at the subject, and you delete it before you open the email. Like that's what we are. So, it's like, oh, okay, this is live and public, but it really is as private as could get, because all of that on YouTube, for some reason, I don't see any viewers. So it's all Facebook and LinkedIn. Welcome, everybody. Today, it is, what's the theme of the show, Tina? You remember? What's not to like? Now, what's like to like?
What's
So
not
the
to like?
idea is, what's not like to like? What's not to like? So, if there's anything here that you want to talk about that you really, you just love and you want to share with people, then I recommend that this is the time to do it. So, hey everybody. So, who wants to say something before I say something? Because I've said already too much. I've already said too much. Isn't there a song like that? REM.
Is that your new office here in there in your new house?
Yeah, that's the new office in the house. It's you might look to the there, some right there. That's the sun coming through. It's somehow it's not reversed, but it is reversed. This is my right hand. Does it look like I'm raising my right hand or my left hand?
Left.
That's your
You're right.
Right.
Yeah, that's my right hand. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And this would be my left. But when I look at it, it's reversed. It's like looking in a mirror. Not even looking like it. It's like looking in a rearview mirror. That's what it's like, looking in a rearview mirror.
It's like
So.
being in the audience and trying to figure out which is stage left and stage right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what
Thank
it's
you.
like. Oh, there we go. They have also a new view thing, which I really like as well, so that we can do this as people are speaking, instead of just showing the panel, just people who are speaking. It's kind of cool.
Tell
So
me your
Zoom
left
is
hand
really
again.
increasing. What was
Bring
that,
your left
Ken?
hand back up again. Put your left
Right
hand up.
hand?
Left hand.
Left hand. My other left.
Yeah. So are you married or is that a wedding ring or?
That is a wedding ring. And we're not officially married, but in Thailand, the custom is when you start dating, you give each other a ring. It's not the same as America where you give them a wedding ring. I was at first, I was a little bit reticent about that, but we're going to get married anyway. By the way, just for FYI purposes, Bo has been approved by the USCIS and the National Visa Center to come to America. The next step now is filling out a D-160 and a D-139 or 131, and then we get a meeting at the State Department, and they'll validate everything that we've said on our paperwork, and Bo will have a visa to the United States. And when we get to the United States, we will have 90 days to get married. So
A
that's cool.
D-160.
Yeah, the D-160, I think that's what it's called.
I got a bunch of E-120s for sale.
Ah, yeah. Well, these forms are just insanely difficult to fill out. I had to, I hired a lawyer as well, to do it. So I wanted it done right. So the first time we filled out the forms, the K-1 visa form, the lawyer did a great job. And so now we're just it takes it's not like a simple form where you could do it in 30 seconds. It takes hours to fill out these forms. So you want to make sure that it's correct the first time.
Y'all been working on this for almost a year, haven't you?
More than that, more than that. We've been working on it for more than that. Excuse me. But we filed for this particular visa over 6 months ago. And we're at this point right now. Normally, just this is insane what I'm about to say. Normally, it takes 16 months. But because I asked for an expedited situation, it took 6 months. 6 months and a lawyer. I mean, the immigration system in the United States is completely broken. If Chris went through this himself, Chris Cruz, but he's not here right now to talk about it. But he went through it as well. It's a very difficult situation, and as you know, it's broken. The immigration system in the United States is completely broken, and they need to fix it. But will they ever fix it? Because I think, it just seems like every politician is corrupt. I've never met one that I didn't feel was corrupt, or I never even heard of one that I didn't think was corrupt. And it just makes so much sense. They go in pretty poor and they come out millionaires. What other job is there like that? Where you work 2 years, if you're in Congress, you work 2 years, you get out, and you're a millionaire. How does that work? So
I don't know.
Not
I got to
legally.
ask you something, Greg. I read in the newspaper here that a Florida homeowner had some problems with NASA, where some space junk fell into their house, size of a cell phone. Was that you?
Nope, wasn't me. It came off
Oh, damn.
ISS three
Yes.
years ago. It came it took 3 years. They thought it was going to burn up, but now they're reassessing everything. It took 3 years to deorbit, and it was so, it's only like that big. It's like a big, the end of a like a hinge or something like that, a
They
pin.
say it was the size of a cell phone.
Yeah, and it went through the roof and 2 floors of this guy's house. I think it's in Naples, I believe.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Lucky nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
How
And
big
now
was it?
what strikes me as interesting here in about 15 years, they're going to deorbit the entire ISS station.
Well,
That.
maybe what they'll do is push it out into space instead of having it fall back to Earth. They'll push it
Oh,
out into
no.
space.
Jan, you're missing an opportunity. You could sell it on SoundBroker.
Yeah.
ISS, slightly used,
Let's
no
see
mile. Let's see, but you have to put out
that.
how many miles? How many miles is it going? It's
Let's
like,
CP
well,
that. 4
what's the
billion miles,
odometer?
17
What's the
billion
odometer
miles.
on that thing, That's a lot of traveling it does.
But I guess they're going to shoot a Tom Cruise is trying to get permission to shoot a movie there, though. Another
Yeah,
Mission
I heard he
Impossible
got
movie.
I heard that he did I heard that he did get the permission to do it. I think it's next year he goes up and shoots it. But it's pretty impressive that he's going to do that. You know
When
what
is
else
they're
is
going to?
impressive? What? What else?
I wonder, how they're going to do the special effects there, Oh, I'm going to blow out this side of the, let's blow up this module,
CGI, baby, CGI. I
Yeah.
saw, speaking of movies, I went to see a movie last night called Civil War. Have you heard about this movie? It's very, very intense. Basically, the concept is this: Texas and California form a West Force division, and they are succeeding from the United States. And the enemy in this is the White House. And so it's a really heavy movie. There's no humor in it whatsoever, to say the least. It's a lot of violence, a lot of shooting, a ton of military action. And it doesn't really make any sense because Texas and California are not connected, and yet they form a military alliance. So it doesn't seem to make any sense. And then, of course, they're heading east to take over, you know, to take over the White House and execute the president, because evidently he's a bad man, you know. But they never really get into any of the reasons why Texas and California succeed from the Union. It's very unclear in that respect. So basically, Dan, the story is about the reporters.
You know, you're killing the movie for all the people on the internet now that are watching the show, and you're giving out the whole plot.
No, the plot is that's the plot. I'm just telling you what they don't say.
You know, like when they show previews at the movie theaters, those edits show you the whole movie in a small form anyway. So you know what it's about before you even watch the full movie. It's okay.
Yeah, I recommend seeing it. I mean, you know, it's the visuals, the visuals that will stay with you and keep you up at night. You know, it was really, I mean, the cinematography on that movie will definitely win the Academy Award. And Kristen Dunst, her character, is brilliant. She really understates the acting in that, and you actually believe she's the reporter. But without ruining the plot line there, you got to watch it, and then we could talk about it. Well, you know, maybe next year we'll talk about it if it's still in our bailiwicks. But right now, you know, hey, speaking of bailiwicks, Taylor Swift's music is back on TikTok. Evidently, they had to give in and let the TikTok users have Taylor's music. Same with Neil Young. Neil Young had pulled himself off Spotify because the deal with Joe Rogan. But now Joe Rogan's everywhere. So now Neil Young said, oh, well, I can't fight it anymore. I want my music out there everywhere. Has anybody heard anything about that?
Well, no, but I heard another one. There was an old artist that pulled all his music off of BMI, all his stuff written off of BMI, so the tribute band that would be would not play it, could not play it. I can't remember.
Oh,
what
really?
I don't know if you'd seen anything on that or not.
Yeah, well, David Dansky's doing Kotel, California, and they're the only band that's approved by Don Henley to do his music.
Yeah. I just saw posted, I think Ted Wolfers posted it. They showed the set list for the, it was the tribute on at the Hollywood Bowl for Margaritaville. What's his name?
Jimmy Buffett. That's really impressive.
But what was interesting on the set list, it said the Eagles principals and other musicians.
I hear Paul McCartney's playing in that as well.
He already played. Yeah, it was on the 11th.
Oh, it already happened. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? Your boys are going back out. Aerosmith. Aerosmith just announced that they're rescheduling the Peace Out tour date. It seems that Steven Tyler has recovered from his vocal cord injuries. And they're kicking off in Pittsburgh and on the 20th, and they'll go through February 26th. Next year, they'll play the final show in Buffalo, New York. The Black Crows. That's easy for me to say. The Black Crows will return as Aerosmith's special guest along the tour. So you worked with Aerosmith for a long time.
Yep. Publicly, I won't say anything about this tour, but I wish them well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's going to be hard for me to believe that the tour is going to be successful. but I wish him only the best. I mean, he's a real, Steven Tyler was a nice guy. I did one show with him, and I will always remember it because I was the production manager at the House of Blues in Los Angeles. And the very first show that we had was Aerosmith, because the Steven Tyler was a partner in the original House of Blues. I don't know if you guys know that, but Steven Tyler was a partner in the House of Blues. So Aerosmith agreed to play the first show at the House of Blues in Los Angeles. And that was when I learned a lot about politics. I was getting calls from far away as South Africa to get people on the guest list, you know, but there was only 700 people in the room. You know, you couldn't have any more than 700. I think we had 850 though.
Yeah, about paying off the fire marshal and hoping for the best.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, so we used a Yamaha Wavefront system because nobody wanted to kick in money. None of the EAW didn't want involved. DMB wasn't around at the time. Meyer didn't want to do it. JBL didn't want to do it. Nobody wanted to do it. And we were running, we ran out of money. The principals ran out of money for a PA system. Because, you know, when you build a club, the last thing that goes in is the sound. It's always the last thing. They never plan for that in advance. It's always, it goes in after everything else, the sound goes in. And so we got a deal with Yamaha because they had this new product out called the Wavefront, which was a totally inefficient system. But we had no choice because we were out of money. So we took the deal, and we and after the show, I'm doing my thing. I'm running around, and on walkie-talkie, my assistant says, Steven Tyler wants to see you in the dressing room.
That could be a bad
thing. Oh, no, you know, because every experience I've ever had where the artist wants to see me in the dressing room after a show is always bad news. It's always bad news. You know, I could tell you a lot of things. What's not to like about that?
Why can't I put an image in the chat?
I don't know.
It says it's restricted by the admin.
Oh, well, let me give Tina the ability to change that for you. If she can, Tina, see if you could help him out. So anyway, I walk into the dressing room. And Steven Tyler comes up to me and said, man, great sound, great lighting. You did a great job building the club for us. And, you know, it was really nice. He gave me a hug and we went on our separate ways. So that was my Steven Tyler story. Good man to me. You know, I loved it. Anyway, I wish him best of luck on the tour. I mean, it's you know, it seems that, you know, how old do you think he is?
So late 70s.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. You know, McCartney's 81, Mick Jagger's 81, and they're still performing. They're still out there performing, you know. But what they say right now is that people over 75 is the fastest growing age group in the U.S. workforce right now. According to Pew Research, data shows that more Americans are working well past retirement age, including high costs and low savings. So forecasters expect the cohort of workers age 75 plus to double over the next decade, evolving away from pensions that encourage workers to stay retired by 65. What do you guys think?
Well,
what is that, Steven Tyler's wife or what?
He looks
very effeminate.
It's this thing that says when your favorite singers start to look like your grandma.
Oh.
That's what I was trying to put in there, but it won't let me.
Oh, I see. No, I see it there. I see it.
He was trying to put it in the chat.
Oh, I don't know why you couldn't do that.
It says admin does not allow transfer of JPEG files.
Oh, I don't think I have that set up, but who knows? But let's say something though. Say something, because so we could see the background again.
Oh, you want me to switch? Go back to it?
Yeah, so people can see it.
It's too small. You can't see it right.
Oh, you can't. Well, it looked good to me. I think we got it for a second. I think we got it for a second there. So,
well, speaking of being in that age group, a week from yesterday, I'm the big 7-0 now.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah. You know, it's much better than the alternative. What's not to like, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of bookies in Vegas that are going to lose their butts, you know, because for a long time they were saying, nah, he'll never make it to 30. You know?
I had the they had bet on me not to making it to 26, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. You know?
How old is Bob right now? Wasn't he the one that said don't trust anyone over 30?
Well, that was wasn't that the Who? You know, don't get fooled again. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
I thought there was a press release, whatever, that Dylan said that nobody's going to live past 30.
Well, in those days, it didn't look that way. I mean, you know,
yeah,
there's been some bad times in the U.S. history. You know, Vietnam War, for example, that was a very tough time for everybody, you know, except if you work in the stock market. At that point in time, when you work in the stock market, there seemed to be those people were making, you know, buku bucks, hand over fist. I couldn't believe it. My friend's sister, I was only 17 at the time. My friend's sister was like 22, and she was dumb as a box of rocks. And just dumb as a box of rocks. And she was making mint work. And, you know, she was saying, oh, I just got a $10,000 bonus. A month later, oh, I just got a $20,000 bonus. And she was making money like hand over fist in the stock market. Right now, there's David Dansky, and we have Chris. Chris, we mentioned you earlier when we were talking about immigration. Welcome, everybody. So, Tina, I want to ask you a question that you could talk about, and that's about the women's basketball. What's going on over that? 19 million average viewers between Iowa and South Carolina. That's pretty impressive. And now, Caitlin, right? That's her name, Caitlin?
Caitlin yes. Clark.
Is she not amazing? What's going on there?
I mean, they hyped her up. I mean, she shoots great three-pointers. I mean, I don't know. I have to see her in the WNBA when she's around.
Talented. Do they ever have a situation where they play NBA and WNBA, like teams, like
no.
Women against men?
No. Why would they do that? That's ridiculous.
Well, Bobby Riggs played Billie Jean King.
They did a one-on-one shootout at the All-Star game.
Yeah, they did. This was the first time this year where they had Caitlin go up against Stephen Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Not Stephen Curry. Hey, they went
Curry.
Up for a different
yeah, Stephen Curry. Yeah. I mean, of course he won.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I guess she's not that great after all, right?
Caitlin's going to, Indiana.
You're right. If they had men play women, it'd be like the Globetrotters playing the Washington whatever team.
The Capitals.
Are the men that much bigger? I've never seen live. I know how big the men are. Live.
I know you're not asking that question. I know that, Jim. You can't watch the W question.
Yeah, but they all look the same. You know,
no,
you can't,
they're not.
You got,
they're not the same. They're not. They're not.
Didn't you watch Didn't you watch Caitlin at all in the play in the March Madness?
I watched
women's basketball, and it's like high school. You know, they can't dunk. I mean, it's all got to be far shots. Nobody goes in on the basket. It's just not there. They're never going to make it. They're just not strong enough and big enough. If they drop the basket to 9 feet, maybe. But a 10-foot basket doesn't work.
It's like swimming against Leah Thomas.
Hmm. Well, one day, you know, I mean, you know, because you can't really.
I tell you what.
I can't
more,
see it.
I thought the women's was more entertaining. College game was more entertaining than the men's was, but that's
I thought
just,
so this year too. That this was actually the first time I've ever watched more women's games this year than men's, because the men's were pretty boring.
Dave, I'm surprised to see you. I thought you would be. I guess I'm not really that surprised to see you. I guess you're living a normal life ever since you robbed that bank there with that $30 million, you know, cash. You're doing it right, babe. You're doing it right. Did you have Chris as a partner there? Chris,
I put her into crypto. On crypto. No problem anymore. No, I just
Did they ever find the guys that did that?
Are you talking about the Canadian heist?
No, the one
in LA.
Oh. $30 million in cash.
Oh yeah, I heard about that one. They apparently the Canadian police, however, have found the people that perpetrated the deal where they unloaded like 6,000 pounds, so you know, let's say 3,000 tons of gold. And it hit the ground at the airport, and it was stolen within the first 15 minutes. And they figured out, apparently, I just read an article this morning, the Canadian government has announced that they've tracked down the perps on that.
That's amazing when they can do something like that, you know? Figuring it out like that, you know? Well, there was a big crime in Germany. I don't know if you heard about this. This guy gets a job working in an art museum. He's an artist. And at night, he's working and he puts his own artwork up on the wall.
Yeah, he got fired.
But they let it stay up for a day.
You know? I wonder what his career is going to be like now. He did get his moment of fame, that's for sure.
He could paint from jail.
You know? So, and also, speaking of gold, Costco now is selling gold. Have you? I don't have a Costco where I am, but have you been there to buy any gold from Costco?
I saw the number. I think they're selling something on the order of $200 million worth of gold a month.
$200 million of gold a month. That's crazy. And gold bars, plus they're selling silver. But they could afford to do that because they're only charging $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda. So, I mean, they're making tons of money on that, you know? It's like
the
old joke.
I don't think they have them in the stores, by the way. It's all, you got to order them online. They're 1 ounce bars, I believe.
Yeah,
they're on, yeah. And the thing is it's like, you know, buying a pet pig, you know, when those pot belly pigs, now you probably can wondering, what's not to like about that, you know? But basically what happened is that,
let me tell you what's not to like about that. I saw somebody on TV saying, yeah, buying gold is easy, but you can't sell it. Nobody's going to believe it's 100% or 99.99%. You have to pay people to prove it, and you end up losing a fortune. Do not buy gold.
You know who said that? Susie Orman. Yeah, I heard her on a talk show say, yeah, if you want to buy gold, gold stock. Don't buy the gold itself. But
you can buy a gold ETF, which essentially represents and articulates an investment in a gold. But you have to be very careful with ETFs because the taxation structure on ETFs can get you into situations that you don't want to be in. So you need to read the fine print before you buy. But there are ways of articulating a gold investment that are extremely liquid. Just you buy it like a stock, you know, you get in and you get out. And
you're better off buying a gold top Les Paul.
I just buy digital gold. It's easy. And I can take delivery right on my computer. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Keep buying those Meyer speakers. That's it. That's gold, baby. That's real gold.
Those are black gold right there, man. I'm telling you, those things. Yeah.
Do you have any Meyer in your inventory, Kenny?
I think he's gone to the kitchen.
He's gone to the kitchen. Up there.
No, he's coming back.
He used to.
What did you
say? I don't know if he still has it. Do you have any Meyer inventory any longer?
No, I sold it.
You sold it. So now you're just the D&B L Acoustics or just D&B?
I got D&B only. I sold my L Acoustics a while. I've been waiting for L Acoustics next product life cycle to start and then consider whether I want to do something then.
Yeah. Well, you might as well go to, and seeing you waiting, you might as well go up to Mount Everest now because China just opened the, you know, if you ever wondering about going to Mount Everest, now's the time. Get up there, baby. Get up there.
Hey, I got another question too. Did you guys see the thing where ETC is now a ESOP, all employee owned company, 100%.
What is ETC?
ETC is a lighting dimmer console manufacturer.
ETC lighting. Yeah, okay, now we know. Did they win ASAP?
You know that the owner died a year ago, whatever like that, and the wife and the son kind of had it, but they turned it all into an ESOP. And I was looking at why, and I always wondered why I was there. And I said, well, there's bonuses to that. I looked at it and found out that if you're a full ESOP, a sub S, and you're a full ESOP, you do not pay taxes on the ownership of the income of the company. You pay your employment tax, the, you know, FICA, whatever there, and you don't pay you probably will end up paying taxes on what you take out, what's distributed as dividends. But other than that, you do not pay the taxes on the company.
Yeah, it's a good tax write-off, but basically you're transferring the ownership out of your own self to the employees.
But if you die,
the employees take it over.
Well, usually ESOPs are a problem because usually when an owner wants out and he sells stuff to the holding company, and the bank funds the holding company 100% of the value of the stock, and the company ends up paying the interest on the note until it's purchased by all the employees. And usually most companies go bankrupt before they can get that done. The question is how much and what is going on there. The other one too is, it looks like, does California have it to where you don't have to pay income tax, company income tax on an ESOP in California? Because some states have that, and I couldn't tell if California had that or not.
Well, I don't think there's anybody in the room that would know that. Maybe Christopher B, because he seems to know a lot about everything. But I would think that's rarer than a UFO sighting. You know, that kind of stuff. I think there's more UFO sightings than there are ASOPs, you know, sightings.
Oh, there's a lot of ESOPs, but the problem is a lot of them go bankrupt because they're not set up right. And they did change them a few years ago to make it more tax incentives for the ownership. You know, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago they started into that. I think that was your president did that one.
My president. I don't have a president, do I? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not? Sure, sure, sure. Well, you know, Applebee is shrinking too. You know, what the hell, you know? You know? Did you know that IHOP and Applebee's are probably going to be opening up joint restaurants? I don't know if that has anything to do with ASAP, but I thought I'd throw that in. There you go.
Well, IHOP has been trying all sorts of stuff over the years. Remember they did that PR thing where they were going to be, what, a burger place?
That was a spoof.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
They do have good pancakes. I got to confess, they do have good pancakes.
Are they actually international, though?
I haven't seen one outside of the United States ever. So, you know, we could sue them now for false advertising.
There may be one in Canada somewhere, and that's international.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then there you go. If there's one in Canada, there you go. We can't sue them any longer. Damn. I hate when that happens, you know? So what do you think about this guy, Sohei Ohtani, am I pronouncing his name right?
Ohtani, yeah, Dodgers.
That seems to be, I mean, how could a guy, an interpreter, get away with spending so much of this guy's money without him knowing it?
Because he gets paid way too much money.
Yeah, but how would the interpreter have access to the guy's money?
Restricted by account and men. He's a dynamite pitcher.
Well, pitcher and hitter, but the point is that the deal structure that a lot of people are still questioning about is that he's only getting like $3 million a year while he's playing, but all the money of the $400 or $500 million is going into the trust fund, and he gets it after he retires. And California and the federal government are upset about that because they want the money now.
Yeah, but yeah, the Dodgers, it gives the Dodgers more money to go buy other players.
Because it doesn't hurt their salary cap.
Well, the interpreter, he had set up the bank account for Ohtani's baseball salary deposits, so he had full access. And then that he impersonated Ohtani as well.
I love where Pete Rose said if he had an interpreter, he would be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right. He would. It's a sad thing what happened with Pete Rose. Very sad. You know, great baseball player, but, you know, the gambling problem got to him. Hey, Josh, you don't have a gambling problem over there. Nope, you're driving along. Just drive, 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 drive. Don't pay attention to us.
No gambling problem over by me.
I have a gamble problem.
What's your problem?
I said I have a gamble problem, but everybody already knows.
Oh,
about
you
that.
Have a gamble problem. Hey, you know, I got a guy that called me to buy. He's 70 something years old. He had retired from the business. He's an engineer. And he just bought a Heritage H3000. Not making this up. Just bought a Heritage H3000. And now he saw an XL4 that we had on Sound Broker, and he wants to buy that. And I said to myself, well, if he's buying vintage consoles, I wonder if he wants to buy a gamble. And then I thought of you.
Man, nobody's selling. I want an H3000. I should get one of those.
What would you do with it?
I'd stick it next to the other like 8 analog consoles I've got and probably start a Facebook group about it.
Okay. Ken?
I had the XL4. I wish I still had it. That still was there. Only you got to work on it. You got to recap it about every five or 6 years. But it still is kind of a vintage fun thing.
It's one of the best consoles ever made from everybody I've talked to. I mean, isn't Dave Gilmore still using that?
I see him every now. I see people still out with him. Yes. Chris Stapleton. Oh. Was it Stapleton? Yeah, he had an XL4 out, I think, last time I saw him.
And I think Pink Floyd.
I saw also, speaking of vintage consoles, I saw that post, Kurt, that there was a gamble at Coachella this week.
Yeah, I was behind the scenes.
I'm trying to send an image out, Jan, about Coachella, and it won't let me.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, so let me see here, host tools. Let me see what's going on. Let me go look at the host tools here and see if I could allow share screen, allow chat.
So Greg,
rename themselves, unmute themselves.
That guy,
request host.
He's in the gamble group. And he was in there under an assumed name because he couldn't really let them out who he was working for. I've been helping him behind the scenes with, like, you know, figuring out how to clean it and how to, you know, troubleshoot for like, geez, almost a year, I think.
Wow.
So it was nice to see it actually happen.
Yeah. It was good to see it. Yeah. And then I saw other pictures on, you know, other Coachella pictures. They had it was just like old analog shows. All analog festivals where they would, you know, you would have a huge tent and have 12, this had 12 digital consoles, and then up at the very front was the gamble.
Yep. There's a guy coming through one of my venues this summer who got a hold of me today and wanted to know if I'd have Aerosmith's Number 7 done in time for him to use it when he came here, which I will.
Oh, how cool.
Start putting it back together tomorrow.
Well, I will look into it next week. I promise I will look into it.
I'm going to send it to you via email, Jan.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I'm surprised that you can't share files because I didn't remember shutting that off. And so I don't know how to change it.
Came in an update.
It might be a good idea to not allow image uploads with me in the room.
Oh, I don't. You know, hey, what the hell? You know? We've done this so long right now, you know, 204 meetings. Oh, security settings overview. Let me see here what we got here. Enable block users. No, disabled audio type. Enabled. require encryption for third party. No, I don't see anything here about allowing images. Nothing.
Yeah,
I'll look into it.
It says here the error message is transfer of JPEG files is restricted by your account by the admin.
By the admin.
Well, there you have it. I'm going to look at one more other place. I probably have it set so that
it's probably
just the way the admin was set up in the beginning.
Just check your email. Check your email, Jan. You'll see the image.
All right. Let's see if I can see what email address. Well, don't tell me what the email address. Just tell me the first few letters of what you sent.
Yeah, I wonder if you can post it, Jan.
Yeah. Maybe if you just directed me. Okay, I got it.
It was to the it's to your Gmail account.
I got it. I'm opening it up right now.
And then there's an image in there that you can share, which will.
It just says Sonora Audio Equipment. Is that the image?
Yeah, that's the one, right? So you can just share that with everybody, and then they can see what's in it.
All right. Let me see if I could do it this way. Let me go back to Zoom. Let me see if I could do it this way. Give me a second and see if I could do this. Yeah, anyone could do it. So let's see, share. Where is it? There it is. Okay, let's see if we could do it.
Oh, I see. It looks like you're gonna put it up on the screen, apparently. Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Main PA, two main clusters each with eight. What is it you wanted us to see on this particular list?
What's the headline? The top
Coachella.
Line. There you go.
Sonora Audio Equipment 2024. Yeah, Digico, I don't see any gambles here on this. Oh well.
No, that's what I was saying. So it looks like it's all Digico.
All this go all the time.
Who's the sound provider?
What was the name? I think it's Sonora
Rat.
Something.
Rat.
Oh, Rat.
Yeah, Rat usually does. Rat usually does Coachella.
Thought he lost it.
No, Dave is very together. He hasn't lost anything. Have you watched his YouTube channel? Really impressive. Guy's very, very knowledgeable about technology. Super. Technology about, you know, everything.
Did anybody see the article in front of house on the history of Bob Heil?
I did. I don't know where I saw the article, but I did see the article about the guy. He was around a long time. I didn't realize that he had a sound company in the beginning and then split off to do manufacturing of microphones.
He actually started out as a music store because I have been in Ye Olde Music Shop in like 72, 73 with a band. Go to the little PA out of St. Louis, went down there and got a PA. And he was a piece of work and had a broke up guitar from The Who. Said, great show, Bob, The Who, you know, signed on the car and all that stuff.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. I've got a story about The Who, too, from my old days of Frivolity and Bacchany, from those old days in the Hollywood Hills at a famous place called the Chateau Marmont, made famous
where
by
John Belushi died. And
That's
yeah.
Right, the Chateau Marmont. I thought I was going to die that night myself, but I lived to tell the story. Anyway,
Somebody else passed away there that was famous.
Could it have been Ricky Lee Jones?
I think it was.
Or she might still be alive.
No, it was obviously Belushi was the big famous one. And then there was somebody else who also like OD'd at the Chateau Marmont.
Yeah. What I heard was that he was at the Rainbow that night. I didn't see him. I did not see him. I was at the Rainbow that night myself, and that he went to the Rainbow and then left and went to the Chateau and boom, end of the story. That's a sad story. Dave, are you on the way to the movie or from the movie?
From the movie going home. I just saw the movie.
Okay, I was talking about it early. It's called Civil War.
Civil War.
What is your gut level instinct on that movie?
Well, the president of the United States apparently was in his.
Oh, is there going to be a spoiler on this?
No. Because it opens with the president. But
that's right. That's the first scene.
He's pretty authoritarian. He caused the United States to split up into two armies. One army, more than two armies. One army is Texas and California. There's the federal government. I think there's a Florida army and maybe another army. I don't know. Main thing is between the Western Alliance and the U.S. government. And it's a full
Western forces. War. They call it the Western Force.
And it's a full war with air forces, and, you know, lots of shit. And it's pretty really well done.
Very well done.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and it's horrible to enjoy something like that because it's not pretty.
You know what's interesting about it? I went to see it with one of my very best friends that I've known since I've been 4 years old, and we went to see it together. And normally when you come out of a movie, you discuss it a lot, but there's not a lot to discuss from this movie. There's really not a lot that you could talk about. It's just like, you know, you just wonder if they're going to make a sequel. That's the only thing that he asked me. You think they'll make a sequel?
Well, yeah, that's possible. It depends. So,
anyway.
Before we go, I want to interrupt just for a second. Hey, Josh, are you there? I'm going to be in Sheboygan in the next 30 days. Go check out the Yale Center and then come visit.
All right, yeah. I know where the Yale Center is. Yeah, I saw you guys are playing there in June.
Is that when it is? Okay, yeah, come by.
I'll come by in June. I'm actually doing an event earlier that day right down the road, an outdoor event, and I get out of there about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then I was going to head over by you.
Good. Okay.
So.
I'll see you then.
Yep.
All right. So who wants to say anything other than this?
I just picked up a gig too, Jan, on Friday with some, it's from your neck of the woods, or your neck of the old woods. From Vegas.
Well, that's still my neck of the woods. What is it?
They're called Diva
3. I'm wearing my Vegas shirt, baby. I'm wearing my Vegas shirt. What are you talking about?
It's called the. It's a trio of three women called Diva 3 or Divas 3. Apparently, they cover like Aretha Franklin and Celine Dion.
Yeah, it's amazing how many cover bands there are right now. Amazing, and they're doing well. Too. So, the good ones are really doing well.
Yeah. So I saw that. I was like, oh, I wonder if Jan's ever heard of them.
No, I can't say that I have. Jan can't say that he's heard. Well, I can say it, but it wouldn't be true. Yeah, I've heard of them, but that would be a complete lie because I've never heard of them before. Does anybody realize how many times you touch your face in an hour? It's crazy. Mm-hmm. We touch our faces so often. So anyway,
if you're slicing all,
what's going on with you, Ken Porter? What's happening in your week? What's going on with your week?
Well, we sent out about 5 tours this week, and other shows prepping and everything, getting ready to go, and just trying to get the next couple of weeks done. And I'm getting ready to start fiscal year end next week. So I've just been working.
That's good. You're keeping busy, keeping busy. And David, you just did a bunch of shows, right?
Every weekend. I'm busy from now until next year, it seems. So if not in between the weeks as well. I mean, this is the last week, the week before, this week, next week are all weekends. And then I go into multiple weeks. The band works like crazy. It's amazing. They do really well. They sell out almost everywhere. And they play almost everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's a festival. We were we were an hour outside of Vegas this weekend at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo.
Do they have a rider? Does Hotel California have a rider?
Of course.
And is the rider just a technical rider? or does it cover other things other than the technical side?
Well, I mean, every writer says what the billing is, and, you know, taking care of our transportation and what the catering is going to be and all of that. And their rider is, are they driving to the gig, meaning all the gear is there in the bus, or are they flying into the gig and all the gear has got to be provided? So he's got a bunch of pages for different scenarios. Are they playing with an orchestra? So that's a different set of instruments. So their rider is technically has got a whole bunch of what ifs in it. Well, oh, it covers good. Everything.
Interesting. So, Kurt, what's your week like?
Oh, what am I doing? We're just prepping and getting everything ready to get trucked down to Bend here pretty soon. And I got to get a bunch of work done on the Gamble number 7. Try to get that thing in ready to go. That's going to be the Seattle 3-1.
Are you going to be working at looking on a winter home for you for the Panthers?
Yeah, I'll be working on that too.
You know, I know somebody who might have some information on that as well in this room. Ken Porter might say something and Greg Baker might say something. But you want to talk about it now?
I'll contact Ken offline, I think.
Okay, good. All right, Greg, what's your week like?
Well, nothing much. Going to go see Robert. He's in town this week with Chesney. They booked the stadium all week, so they're rehearsing. First show of the tour, so sounds like it's going to be really good. And not much other than, you know, doing my daily stuff, taking care of Odie, pretty much.
How's she holding up?
Slipping away. You know, it's a bad disease.
Yeah. By the way, I was thinking, you know, you said slipping away, and of course, I think of Paul Simon's song "Slip Sliding Away," and I just found out that he's like 81 too. I think he might even be older than 81, and he just put out a new album called the Seventh Psalms. I haven't heard it; I only heard bits of it. But, you know, what an intense guy. He's lost his hearing in his left ear. So he can't play live anymore because he can't hear the other. He can only hear one instrument. So if he does anything, he'd have to do a solo performance, but he couldn't play with other band members. But he could still, he's living in East Texas right now, you know, on a ranch. Crazy.
Great place to be, man.
Right. Chris, what's your week like?
Me? Oh, I've just, I've got a kind of a pseudo get-together reunion with some of my high school friends. So we're going to go out and camp.
Yeah.
That should be fun. Yeah. And cool. Made it through the tax extravaganza of the 15th. That's always fun. Yeah. All I do when I pay taxes is I think about how much Meyer gear I could have bought.
paying taxes is no fun, but as my accountant says, you know you're fortunate that you have to pay taxes. That's it. You're fortunate if you have to pay it.
Just getting through all of the different forms and depending on in California, payments to the franchise tax board have to be made online. There is no more mail-in option. The IRS still allows mail-in, but navigating all of the different form numbers, depending on whether it's an extension or whether it's a declaration.
It's very difficult, because to get original forms now is very difficult because everything's online. I haven't seen a utility bill in paper in the mail, in an eon, and now we're going to the State Department and we have to provide original documents. It's insane. They make it so difficult.
What are they asking you for originals for?
Birth certificates.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. Yeah, as soon as you, and boy, if you've ever, you know, had anything go on with your name and you try to get into Medicare, that's another big one where they, you know, you got to furnish all sorts of.
You got to have a paper, an original paper for your Social Security and a driver's license, your passport.
Dave, you're breaking up like crazy, buddy. Sorry about that. You know,
he's the $6 million man. He's breaking up.
Yeah. Well, there's one other person I want to ask. What's your week like? And that would be Tina Finley. What's your week like? You have anything planned for this week, Tina?
As a matter of fact, I do.
What is your plans for this week?
I am leaving to Fiji tomorrow. And it will end in Samoa eventually.
Yeah, you know what? Fiji, she likes the water. She likes the Fiji water so much, she wants to drink it right out of the tap. So she's going to Fiji to get some of that Fiji water. No, she's going to Samoa. I don't know if you heard that.
How many flight hours is that?
It's over 20-something.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it. I just...
The worst I ever had was I went to Los Angeles to Antananarivo, Madagascar. And so Los Angeles, Paris, that was pretty simple. And then about a 6-hour layover in Paris. Then on Air Madagascar, I went from Paris to Nairobi, Nairobi to Lusaka, Lusaka to Malawi, and Malawi to Madagascar. Total flight time was like 18 hours. And that was on top of the 11-hour flight and a 6-hour layover. So when I got into the airport, it was difficult to humor me. Let's just say that.
Yes, I know what that's like, flying to Thailand and back. There are no direct flights anymore. And it got, especially during COVID time, it was horrendous. I had to fly from Phuket to Bangkok. Bangkok to Frankfurt, Frankfurt to, where was it? Frankfurt to LAX and LAX to Las Vegas. That was a long ass flight.
I'm surprised you didn't go through Narita. That's kind of strange.
Narita's expensive to fly through now.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, probably.
Narita is a horrible airport, Oh my God. Hokkaido. That's where I went. Oh my God, that was a horrible airport. Nothing to do there.
Yeah.
Nothing to do there. Anyway, so basically, I am going to be going down to Shumpan, Thailand, or going up. No, I'm going down to Shumpan, Thailand for my Bo's brothers and sister-in-law's, or Bo's sister and brother-in-law's kids' confirmation. We're going down there. And then we're going up to Bangkok. So I will probably see you back next week. I don't know where I'm going to be next week, but wherever I am, we'll be here. Because if it's 5 o'clock Wednesday in Las Vegas, we're going to be thinking out loud with friends. How do you like that? That's pretty cool, right? I transitioned very well into that. So with that in mind, unless anybody has anything else to say, I'm going to turn off the live stream and we'll go on to our merry way. So just remember, everything you heard today is an opinion, and do your own research. And so is there anybody that has anything they want to say before we shut up the live stream?
Enjoy your trip, Tina.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
Vodka helps on the flight.
And tell the family I said hello when you get there, right? That's all. They, you know, stay out of trouble and remember to bring mosquito repellent and hydrocortisone cream. That works really well when you get bitten. I can't believe how many bugs there are. The mosquitoes here are basically microscopic, but they take such a bite, you don't even know you're getting bit. And then all of a sudden it swells up and itches like crazy. So you have to put on that cream. But for whatever reason, these mosquito bites, they break open the skin and you get a scab as well. It's a horrible mosquito here. They're so small that you can't.
Is there malaria in Thailand, or have they gotten rid of it?
I don't believe there's malaria in Thailand. I haven't seen any, and I don't have it. So, and if there was, you would have to get an injection to go to any country. When you leave America, if you're going to go to a country that has malaria, you have to take a shot. And then you got to do quinine stuff. So that's the way it works. So I don't think if there's any malaria, it's not here in Wuhan. That's for sure. It's just mosquitoes that bite you.
You probably have that one.
Yeah, and I'm also worried about, you know, you have to also worry about dengue fever, which is carried by mosquitoes, and that could be anywhere. I don't know, but there's nothing I can do about it except, you know, put some off on, and hopefully, I mean, we've fumigated the house, and yet no matter where you go, I mean, they're so small. These mosquitoes are so small. You can't even feel you can't feel when they're biting you. You have to see them land on you, and if you don't see it, you're bitten. That's all there is to it, because they're so small.
Those aren't mosquitoes. Those are the Bill Gates little implant.
The nano mosquitoes.
Delivering you badly needed mRNA molecules to be introduced into your system.
You know, I just realized I didn't open the window shade in the back, so you didn't see the greens. Anyway, well, that's it. Next week, you want to tune in. If you look at Chris's window to the left, you'll see he's got green for both of us. And I am wearing a green shirt, so there you have it. And David's got plenty of green out there as he's driving through the Hollywood Hills. Very nice.
Gorgeous.
All right. So nobody else has anything to say. We'll talk amongst ourselves once I say goodbye to everybody. So goodbye, everybody. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same place. Just remember, you make it happen. Have a great week and make it happen. And what's not to like about this show? Nothing. It's great. Thanks, everybody. And we're off the air. And let me stop the recording. If I could figure out how to do that, that would be wonderful. I did.